Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Gelbfish. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Dab Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara continuing on from Dab Tzadi Vav Mevez, the Gemara brought a story about Rabbi Yochanan that had a hakpoda against Rabbi Lozer. The Rabbi Lozer said over Torah in his and didn't say it over in his name, and he was upset about it. And the Gemara, they asked him why was he upset, and he said because David HaMelech said a pasuk, Agura b'alecha ilamim, that a person can live in two worlds, that if they say Torah called Tamar Chochem Sha'imrim Dvar Shmuel Mipiv, any Tamar Chochem that they say over Dvar Torah Mipiv in this world is subsisive Davis Bekever. So his lips speak in the Kever, and they bring a pasuk, another pasuk for it. So that was Rabbi Yechon Sakpada, that's why he was upset that Rabbi Loza said it over and didn't say it over in the name, in his name. So the question though is what is this in you? So the Marsha, both the Marsha brings in the Yankov and Forshim on his Kasha. It can't mean literally that his lips speak in the Kever. That's something which is very not mistaber. So what is it referring to? So obviously it's referring to in the Shama. So it's referring to his Nefesh and the Shama. There's a Koyach HaMedaber that a person has, and that Koyach HaMedaber is still speaking when you say over Divrei Torah B'Fiv. That's what the Marsha learns. The Aruch HaNer adds a little bit more to that, and the Aruch HaNer adds and he explains that there are different parts of a person's neshama. There are five parts of Pikabalah, and one part, I think called the Nefesh, stays by the Kever. And that's how come when we go to a Kever, to Kever Ovis, etc., we're asking that part, that Nefesh, should speak. It's still in his Kasha to the neshama that's Lamala, to the Chalokim and the neshama that's Lamala, and it should bring the Tfilas to the Kisei HaKovid. So it's that part, that Nefesh, that is being speaking in the Kever. That's how the Aruch HaNer learns, similar to the Marshon. I think the Maral and the Chedush HaGodes learns similarly. The question though is having said that, there are two things that are difficult. First is, what benefit does a person have from that? So subsisive adov is Mekever. So the lips speak, the lips move, whatever that means. But what benefit does he have that Rabbi Yochanan should have a hakpod about it? The Bnei Yisoschar says that the benefit is that once a person dies, no longer has the ability to learn Torah and to do ma'asim tovim, mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. As a male, since he doesn't have the ability anymore to do it, being that he's no longer alive, his neshama is no longer alive to make the body operate, as a male, his chusim can't grow anymore, can't be zeichet to do mitzvahs, and his chusim can't grow in el mabo. So the Bnei Yisoschar learns somehow, based on a raya that he brings, a complicated raya in a din hilchos kalim, but he gets to tumas kalim, that while the person no longer can speak, but since he can be caused to speak al yedei others saying over divrei Torah b'fiv in his name, is a melus. Whatever they say over divrei Torah in his name, he speaks. So therefore, since it's considered as if he's speaking, if it's subsisive of divrei b'kev, it's considered as if he's actually speaking, and his chus v'noilam abo grow. As a statement in Yisoschar, in my rebbe's on Chodesh Kislev Teves. The question that I had is on the Bnei Yisoschar Luchos Lo Shrelach. As Rabbeinu Bechaya says truthfully, that when a person, every time a person learns, teaches Torah, if he teaches Torah, or if he's gurim that other people are going to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, as they do those ma'asim tovim, if it's because of him that they did those ma'asim tovim, if it's they're learning their Torah, so that person's chusim keep on growing. He explains that's the pasuk that we say in Eishes Chayilus Ki Tev Sachra, that the schar of Torah is better. The schar of any other business, because any other business, basically, once a person dies, his business doesn't grow anymore. He's no longer nana from the business. Shenkin Torah, a rebbe, someone teaches someone else Torah, as long as the Talmidim are learning Torah, and they're learning over his Torah, saying over his Torah, so as they're growing, if it's because of him, each time they say they learn, his chusim grow. For example, every time one of us sits and learns a Rashi or a Taisus, Rashi's chusim are growing by his enabling us to understand the Gemara. So if that's the case, then Lechura, it's not necessary for them to be saying over Torah b'shmoy. That's something which is true by every Talmud, every Rebbe, and you wouldn't need to say over Torah b'shmoy. The Ponim Iris asks a different question. The Ponim Iris asks, whatever this din of subsidies of Davis McKever is, whatever the benefit is, so Lachura he asks that the Rabban Shalom is the one who gives the schar. The Rabban Shalom makes the subsidies of Davis McKever. So why is it necessary to mention somebody's name in order to get the subsidies of Davis McKever? So if it's not necessary to mention the person's name, so Vaita, what was Rabbi Yochanan's hakpada? So the Ponemiris and the Hagdoma, so the Ponemiris explains as follows. He says, what Rabbi Yochanan's Hakpada was Avad, Enochanami. If Rabbi Loz is saying over Rabbi Yochanan's Torah, even if he doesn't say it over in his name, and if people later are going to say over this Shtikl Torah, even if they don't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, being that it's Rabbi Yochanan's Shtikl Torah, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was the Machadashit of the Shtikl Torah, and Rabbi Loz was just saying over his Torah, then Avada Rabbi Yochanan is going to get the benefit of that Torah, and it'll be subsidized of Tovus Bekevra. But what his concern was, and the Ponemiris brings several Gemaras to a similar thing, is we find in the Gemara sometimes that there was Hakpada, that somebody heard a Dvar Torah and didn't know who said it over. And because of that, he dismissed it. In other words, he had a question on it, kashas on it. And if he had a kash on it, so finish this, that the Torah is over. Later, when he heard that the Torah was said over in the name of an Adam Gadol, of Mais with Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, so when he heard it was Rabbi Yochanan's Torah, so then he no longer dismissed it, because while he may have had a kash on it, but nevertheless, if he knows that it was said over B'Shem and Adam Gadol, then it'll be in his Kabbal. So the same thing was true here. Rabbi Yochanan was concerned that if you say over the Torah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so people will be Kaveya. If Rabbi Yochanan said that, then the halach is like that. Therefore, that Torah will be repeated over and over and over again, the Doris. And therefore, each time it's repeated over, it'll be subsidized of the Kever. Mashen Kain, if the Torah wasn't said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so at some later point, somebody may disagree with it, or have a kasha on it, and as a result of that, they'll dismiss it. And if they dismiss it, that Torah will no longer, there won't be Kaveh the Halacha like that, and then that Torah will no longer be repeated later. And if it will no longer be repeated later, so therefore he's going to lose the benefit of subsidized of Davis Bekever. Right, so that's how the Ponemiris answers that question. It still doesn't necessarily answer the question that we had on the Bnei Yisoscha. So I think the pshat may be that the benefit is in the Pirush Harif, in the Ein Yaakov on Seif Masechtas Brachas. The Pirush Harif says a Haflo fellow did a thing. He says when a person's subsoisav a Davis Bekever, which again I think he's learning like the Aruch Haner, that it means that the nefesh speaks down here. But that's Gerim. It's Gerim is that the Neshama Lamala goes and says over this Shtikl Torah in the Shomayim, in front of the Bezin Shomala, or in the Masechta Derekiah, and so that's the benefit that he has. The benefit that they have is basically is being Nenemiz of Ashkina. It gives him an additional opportunity to be Nenemiz of Ashkina. I think that's how the Pirush Harif in Yankov in Masechtas Seif Masechtas Brachas. Is explaining this Gemara. I think there's a funny anecdote with the Lublin Rav. Somebody came to say over Shtikl Torah to the Lublin Rav, I believe he said over the Shtikl Torah in the name of the Marsho. And the Lublin Rav held that the Marsho didn't say it, whether the person told him it's quoted the Marsho or didn't understand the Marsho properly. So the Lublin Rav told the person, you left the Marsho with an open mouth and Mashiach on one foot. So the person asked him what he meant. He said, well, there are two things. This Gemara says that if you say over a Torah in someone's name, so it's subsidized of Davis Bekever. So when he started saying that you're going to say over a Shtikl Torah of the Masho, so the Masho started talking. He opened his mouth. But when he heard the Shtikl Torah, he knew it wasn't his, so you left him with an open mouth. And it's also, if you say Oimer Dover, Meshem Oimroi, is maybe Gula Loilam. If it's maybe Gula Loilam, it's the Mashiach started coming. But when he heard the Shtikl Torah you were saying, he knew it wasn't the Mashoz, so that's why he was stuck left on one foot. That's just an interesting story with Lublin Rav. The Gemara goes Vaita, and the Gemara says, Es Estira. The Mishnah says that a Ben Tesh Shoshonim B'yem Echad, that a Ben Tesh Shoshonim B'yem Echad is B as a B, but it's basically it's just a benegiah to Yibim is bia could be a bia, but benegiah to kedushin is not kedushin. But the Gemara says if a person is nasa isha, then it has various halachas. But the Gemara says until a ben tesh shonim yom echad, and say if he's 20 years old and if he's two sirus, then he's considered a cotton, and his bia is not a bia of being get to be kind of isha. But the Gemara, so the Gemara asks Astira, and the Gemara says that you're saying that when he's 20 years old, but above 20 years old, even though he didn't bring Shnei Cyrus, Vaischois, he's going to be, he'll have a din of a gadol. So the Shaila is, Lechura, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that at 20 years old, he has a din of a gadol, and the Braisa says that he's not a gadol, he's a Saris, and he's not considered a, he can't make chalitz, he can't make Yibim, until he's, until Rav Shnoisav. So there's a stira. That's the Gemara's cash and the Gemara's stira. So the Gemara says that the answer is it depends. If he has simoni saris, so he has various simonim that make him into a saris, then even if he's 20 years old. But if it's not nailed by simoni saris, then we're not told that he's a cotton until he's until Rav Shnoisav. That's what the Gemara says. So if he's nailed by Shmoni Saris, it's Muchach that he's a Saris, and if he's 20 years old and he hasn't brought Cyrus and he has the Simonim, so then he's considered a Godel already at 20. Mashenkin, if he doesn't have those Simoni Saris, then he's not considered a Godel until Rav Shnoisav. So now the Machlokes is showing him exactly what's considered Rav Shnoisav. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says that it's 35 years old, v'yayim echad. Because the Gemara assumes that a person normally lives 70 years, so 70 years, rive of that is 35 years in one day, is a melech, that's when he'll become considered a godel going forward, if he didn't have Cyrus. The Rama, in Bava Basra, says that it's 35 years and 30 days. He's assuming that it has to go into the, it has to be a 36th year, and Shleishim Rebbe is considered a Shana. The Rashbam in Bava Basra says it has to be 36 years. So it's Machlokes Rishayim. The Korban is silently asked the Stira in the name of Tosfos Yontif and Masechtas Nida that in Choshen Mishpat the Shulchan Aruch paskins that, like the Rashbam, you have to be 36 years old. But it's the Eretz Negev, but again, to Mechiris Karka. The halacha is that a cotton can't sell karkois until he's a gadol, until he's older. So he has to be, so that's when he gets to Mechiris Karka. Right? So when he gets to Mechiris Karka, he passes like the Rashbam. And in Ebenezer, he passes like the Rambam, that it's 35 years and a day. So the Chura is there, there's a stira. So that's the kasha that the Tosfos Yontif asks. So the Teretz Echranim say is, it's a suffix. The Shulchan Aruch is Mustapik had a paskin. Should he paskin that it means 35 in a day, or does it mean 36 years? It's a melech that goes l'chumra. So therefore, b'negiah to figure out b'negiah to ishus, he's paskins l'chumra. So therefore, he says that it's a suffocation sish, it'll be an ashes sish at 35. The kedushin will be good kedushin at 35 and a day, like the Rambam. Mashen came b'negiah to mechiras karka, where the seller is the muvzik in the karka. So therefore, say the cotton quick can't sell it, then we say it's, he says like the Rashbam, that it's 36 years. Okay. Now, the problem is that's all good if, that's a teretz. Now, the Nahashraga asks Akasha on this teretz, and he says, well, it works in certain cases, it doesn't work in other cases, because Benegiah to Ishus, in Ebenezer, Lechura, there could be an Afkamina Benegiah to Mion. An Afkamina is Benegiah to Mion, let's say, if, because the Gemara says the same thing when you get to a woman. When she becomes, when she's considered an islandess, or she's still considered a katana. So when you get to Mion, that's a suffix in Nisid Rabbanon. So if it's a suffix in Nisid Rabbanon, then Luchura, in that case, he should go Lukula, because the Kedushin wasn't Kedushin Menatayrit. So it's a suffix in Rabbanon. And the same thing in Karka, it's Shaykh Ashaylib in a case where the Lekech is a Mokzik. If Lekech is a Mokzik, then it'll be Fakert to say to take it away from the Mokzik is Lechura, you should go like the Yad Ramah. Is so while the Teretz may work in certain cases, Lechura Shaila is if it is it across the board or not. Okay. Then the Gemara goes back and we start the next parak. Next parak tells us halacha over here. So the halacha is that the Gemara speaks about the fact that most of the arayas the Isser Erva is regardless of whether or not it's Ayidei Kedushin or not Ayidei Kedushin. In other words, the Isser is by Bita, the old of those Isurim, the Isser is Bia to have a relationship with an Erva. But various Arayas, certain Arayas, only Arayas Ayidei Kedushin. So, let's say, through a marriage. So, the Isser, let's say, with a woman and her daughter, Isho Bita, is dafka if you married the woman. But if you didn't marry the woman, then you just you had a relationship with the woman, and then you married her daughter. And the Gemara says there is no Issa. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara brings a brice. The Gemara brings various psukim, and the Gemara brings a brice. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara asks the steer. It says one pasuk. It says, Rav Oma, honest Isha, if you were honest a woman, is mutalisa bita. You're allowed to marry her daughter. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Mihachiksev ervas bas bincha, bas bincha leisegala." So it says you can't live with a granddaughter, but it's bas bincha, the daughter of your son, or bas bincha, the daughter of your daughter. Habas bina dida, but if it's the woman's granddaughter, bas bita dida is gali. Then there's no issa. And another pasuk says, "Ervas ishu ubita leisegala." And it says a woman and her daughter. As bas benov, as bas bita, and you can't marry a woman, you can't live with a woman or a granddaughter. Le'sikach. Okay, so how do you reconcile the two psukim? So the Gemara says, one's by einsin, one's by nesuin. So if it's einsin, if you live with a woman without chuppah kedushin, without kedushin, then there's no iser to marry her granddaughter. Ma'ashen kein, if you marry the woman, then it's also to live with her granddaughter. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, epech, let's say the other way around. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Mastabra. But the Gemara says, Arayas Sher Ksibahu. By these Arayas, it says, because it's She'er, She'er means it's a certain type of family, certain relationship, is Minasuin Eka She'er. So what creates She'eris? What creates She'eris is Dafkin Nisuin, and Ba'insin is not, there's no din of She'er. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisis says, Ezekash. Taisis says, if you're telling me that the Isra of Isha Ubita is totally in this pasuk of Loi Segale, so since the Isra of Isha Bita is, we learn it from the pasuk of Loi Segale, is if that be the case, so then Lechura it should only be Osir if you lived with both of them. But let's say it was Nichtas Lechupa. So let's say you had Nesuin with one of them, you married the mother, Nesuin, Le Nivola, but you didn't live with her yet. Shemut Legali Serva Sacheris, and Shemut the Megala the Erva of the other one. That's what Tosis asks, because since the pasuk says Ervas Isha Ubita Loi Segale, so it says Dafkil Segale, you have to live with both of them. It's Mashma the pasuk. So Tosis says now that it's a svara that since the pasuk says She'er, and She'er is Ayidei Nesuin, is a melech, so it comes Ayidei Nesuin. So Chuppa by itself, since Chuppa creates Nesuin, and Nesuin creates this relationship that Torah calls She'er, is therefore the Isser will be dependent upon the din of chuppah. So therefore, chuppah is enough. So the Achronim are Madaik and Taisis, Sharmelech and others are Madaik and Taisis, that you see Taisis holds, Lechura, that it's Dafka Kedushin. So let's say a fellow makes, Dafka Chuppah, Dafka Nesuin. So a fellow goes, makes Kedushin and Nesuin, and makes a chuppah. So both he gives Kesef for Kedushin, let's say, and he has a chuppah with a woman. So then, the Isser already arises that he can't live with the woman's daughter or granddaughter, because that's called She'er, according to Taisus. But let's say, it'd be mashma from Taisus, that if all you did was you made Erisin with the woman, so you said to a woman, Hariyat Mechudeshesli, and you gave her a kes of a shtar, and you did not have a chuppah with the woman, so you didn't make Nisuit, so from Taisus it's mashma, that would be mutter, that we know Isser to marry her granddaughter, or her daughter or her granddaughter, because She'eris didn't arise yet, because She'eris is dafka al yidei nesuin. That's lechura how it should come out according to Taisus. So in the Rambam is mashma lehedyon al ayta. The Rambam holds that afilu al yidei kedushin, once you make kedushin to one of the women, the other woman's going to be usher, will be usher to marry to live with the other woman. That's the shittas Rambam. So it's machlokes. So it seems to be machlokes rishonim. At least that's what it's mashma from Taisus over here. Taisus shita that there's no she'eris other than Ayidei Nesuin, so we this Taisus, you have a Taisus on the Bezon, by Bita, you have a Taisus several places in the Masechta already that you've come across, that she'eris is Dafka Ayidei Nesuin. The Achronim want to have kashas, several different kashas and rayas, Negatoysis. But one interesting one that is Negev for Yavamis is the Chura from the first Mishnah of the Masechta. So it should come out, according to Tosfos, in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the Chura, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah tells us the Chamesh Esrei Arayis, the Arayis that parted from Yibam. Right, so if one brother was married to a woman, let's say someone's married to, the Mishnah tells us, a Bite, Bas Bitoi, or Bas Menoyo, or Bas Menoshal Ishtoi, right? So if one of them is married, so Reuben is married to a woman, and Shimon is married to that woman's granddaughter, right? So, or that woman's daughter. So that daughter, and then Shimon dies, so that daughter is going to be parted from Yibam, because it blibes in Erevah, and it's going to part from Yibam, and therefore you won't have Yibam, and it'll part to the Tzara, etc. That was the whole thing that we learned in the first parak. Now the question is, according to Tosfos, that's not going to be true across the board. That would only be true if you had chuppah, if Reuven had chuppah already with the woman. If Reuven had chuppah with the woman, then he'd have the problem. But if Reuven didn't have chuppah with the woman, then even though it's ishtoi, even though he made kedushin, so it's ishtoi, it's his wife, obviously, and she's an eishes ish, etc., and an eishes sach, and everything else, but l'chura, there wouldn't be an erva on the... for him to make Yibam. It wouldn't be an Isra on him making Yibam according to Tosfos, and therefore Lechura, the Mishnah is not so, it's not so posh, because the Mishnah Lechura doesn't make a distinction between Erusin and Nisuin. All of the cases in the Mishnah, Pashtas, in the first Mishnah, don't make a distinction. There's a Kasha the Pisachei Tshuva brings down on Tosfos. Because of that, the Pisachei Tshuva wants to say that Tosfos holds agrees to the Rambam, but we're not going to get into that. But in any event, so this is a Machlokes Rishonim, and that's just an interesting question that negates to things that we've already seen in the Masechta. Then the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara brings the Machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim about Anus HaSoviv. Is someone allowed to live with Anus HaSoviv? In other words, Eish HaSoviv is Osir. A person is not allowed to live with his father's wife, and that creates an erva, that creates an isser. And the question is, how about if Anus HaSoviv? It wasn't his father's wife, but it was someone that his father just had relationships with, someone his father was Manas or Mefata. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Anus HaSoviv is also Nichlal in the isser, is also an isser, erva, and the Chum disagree. We've had this before in the Masechta several times also. So where does Rabbi Yehuda get it from? So Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the possibly Galich Nafoviv. And without getting into the drushes, Rabbi Yehuda says the pasuk is knafoviv. So the knafoviv, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it means anus hasoviv, and he learns it in context because it's close to the parsha of avonis mafat. The chacham disagree, and the chacham say that loyigal knafoviv is not talking about oinus, but there are oinus, it's mutter. So what is loyigal knafoviv? What is that going for? So the Gemara says that the Rabbanan use Le'igal HaKnaf Oviv is talking about Shemeris Yovim Shel Oviv. So basically it's his aunt. So you have Reuven and Shimon, you have two brothers, Reuven dies, and his wife falls to Shimon for Yibam. So Shimon's son is not allowed to live with that woman, Al Knaf Ovid, because it's Knaf Ovid, because since there's a Zika there, since there's a relationship between, even before Shimon makes Yibam, because of the Zika, it's Knaf Ovid, it's a Shemeres Yovim Shalovim, so there's an Isser of La Yigala Knaf Ovid. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do I need the Isser of La Yigala Knaf Ovid for? I Lechura, it's his aunt, a fellow's not allowed to marry his aunt. So the Gemara says, Lavrlo Bishne Lavin, to be over on two lavim. It's already usher anyway for Shimon's son to marry that woman because it's his father's brother's wife, but it doesn't make a difference. But typically, the Gemara asks, how about Mishum should be usher Mishum Yivam Lashuk? So there's another reason he can't marry her because she's a Yivam Lashuk. So the Gemara says, Ein Chanami, it's lav or lo b'shloisha lavim. So it comes to tell us that you're over on three lavim. Period. The Achronim here ask an obvious question. As a general rule, again, a Gemara we had in the third parak, in the first parak also, we know in Gan Shas is a klal of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So if you have one Isser, another Isser can't be Chal on it. So let's say something is already Osir, So if something's also mishum, a woman's also al eishes ish. So afterwards, if it becomes an eishes ach, the yisur eishes ach shouldn't be chal on the yisur. Well, that case isn't shaykh. But a woman is also al. Let's say a woman's also al eishes ach. Afterwards, she becomes an eishes ish. This is eishes ish. If you hold enes chal, it's righteous. It shouldn't be chal, with one exception, unless it's koil lemoisav, unless somehow the second isra is broader, which it is in that case. But the problem over here is lechura. If this woman is usher, it's usher to marry your aunt, your father's brother's wife, is lechura. So once you have that isra, the isra of knaf aviv shouldn't be chal, because knaf aviv. It's already usher anyway, and it's the same people. The knaf aviv is going to basically be people if it's his father's brother's wife. So by definition, the knaf aviv is not going to be a broader category. So this is the kasha of the Achronim ask. So the Oracle Ner says. Yaakov says ein chanami. So he says, normally you would say ein eschal iser, and therefore the iser of knafovah should not be chal here. But it's a gzeres hakosav. By the fact that the Torah said leigal knafovah is here, the Torah is saying that you are oivran shnei lavim, both lavim are chal. Now the Oruch Ner says no ein chanami. When the Gemara says, he answers the question that when the Torah over here says, when the Gemara says over here lavra lo bishnei lavim, it's not talking about geir to malchus. You're not going to get malchus for both lavin. You're just going to be l'koy rebein rishon gemurim. Again, this is the same concept we had in the third perik. Third perik over there, the Gemara says that even if you say ein iser chal iser, the second iser can't be chal because the first iser is there already. So something is already usser. It can't be chal a new iser on it. But the Gemara says it's mitl tali v'koy. The new iser is there, but it just isn't chal in full until the first iser goes away. But if someone violates it even before the first Isser went away and before the second Isser was fully chal, nevertheless, he violated a more chomer Isser. And the Gemara says, there'll be a nafkamina where you bury the fellow. In other words, a fellow who's just over one lav, so you bury him in one place. Is a fellow who's over more lav and two lav, so it's Yekhoi Ben Rishayim Gemurim, that makes it worse. So the Oruch Haner learns, is Ein Chanami, when the Gemara over here is saying that it's Lavra lo b'shnei lavin or b'shlosh lavin, so the Oruch Haner learns that that's all the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't mean that you're going to get Malchus for both lavin. The Asher Shiakiv L'chura disagrees, and he's saying they're going to get Malchus for all the lavin. Now, why does the Asher Shiakiv, why does he disagree with the Oruch Haner? The reason he disagrees is because there's a Tosfos, that Tosfos explains that normally, we don't like saying something is lav or lav b'shnei lavin. What's the point of saying there's an additional lav? Normally the Torah isn't going to say lav or lav b'shnei lavin. The reason, the only time the Gemara is going to take a pasuk and say that the pasuk is just coming to say lav or lav b'shnei lavin rather than using the pasuk for something else is if you can get malchus. So if you can get malchus twice for these two different lavin, or if you can get malchus for a different asro, then we'll give you. Then the Gemara will say lav lo b'shnei lav. But if you can't get malchus, you're not going to say lav lo b'shnei lav. So that's why the Asher Shiakiv doesn't like the Oracle Neres Teretz, and therefore he says that it's a Gzeres Sakos. Okay. Now there's another thing on this Gemara. So this Gemara said that what? The Gemara said, asked the Kasha, and the Gemara said, why do I need the new Isra of Le'igal Chnaf of that it should be also Shemeres Yom Shel Aviv. What do I need that pasuk for? L'chura, it's aser because it's aser in the law because of Shemeres. She's a regular Shemeres Yom. It's like any other woman who's waiting for Yibum until she gets either Yibum or Chalitza. It's aser for her to marry anybody else. Like it says in the pasuk, L'yei Shemeres Achutz Lishor. So the Gemara says Lavra Lo B'Shloish Lav. To be Lavra Lo B'Shloish Lav. So now again, if you'll remember, there was a machlokes he had early in the Masechta between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that Kedusha is not chal, is not teifis, by a Yevam Lashuk. Because when the Pasuk says, lo yiyah, eshus hameis achutz lishzor, losh niyah, it means, lo yiyah bo havaya. That there can't be, Kedusha is not chal, in the eshus hameis achutz. That's how Rav learns the Pasuk. And Shmuel says, that it's for a lav, just to say that you're over a lav. So that's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. On Daf Mem Tes with Beis, you had a machlokes. Tosis brings Tosis Medayik from Rashi on Daf Mem Tes that Rashi holds that according to Shmuel there is no according to Rav, Rashi says that there is no lav on Yevam Lashuk. That Rav learns that the pasuk is just coming to tell me that kedushin isn't chal, kedushin isn't Tosis, but it's not coming to tell me that there's a lav on Yevam Lashuk. That's what Rashi's sheet is. That's what Tosis on Daf Mem Tes Medayik says Rashi's sheet is. And Tosis over there disagrees, and Tosis says that Avada Rav holds that there's a lav also. He's just saying that the reason the Pasuk uses the word Layia instead of just Layikach is Layia is to say Layia Bohavaya, is to tell us that pollution isn't Tosis. And that's the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. But both of them agree, Avada, that there's a lav. That's what Tosis says on the Fem Tesla base. So the Ritva over here wants to Medayik from the Gemara that this Gemara says Lahedya, not like Rashi, but this Gemara says that there's Shloisha Lavin. So this Gemara is saying that, well, that there are three Lavin. The Gemara could have said, Lavra Lav, not Lavra Lav, but Shloisha Lavin. The Gemara could have said, just say that it's also Basay and two Lavin. But the Gemara says, Lavra Lav, but Shloisha Lavin. So you see that, well, that the Gemara Nemzon, that it's a Lav. That's what the Ritva says, and the Ritva says it's a Raya from this Gemara, not like Rashi, Andaf Mem Tes. Okay. Primarily, the only reason I'm even mentioning this is just that we should chazer and remember that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis on Daf Mem Tes, and chazer the machlokes Rav Shmuel, because the Aruch HaNer asks a very strong question on the Ritva. This Gemara is going according to Shmuel. Because the Gemara says, "Damar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, but Shemeres Yom Shalova, because Madaber My Knafa Ovik Knafroi LeYigal B'Tebul LeMishum DeDosi." So that's what the Gemara asks. So Mela said, Aruch HaNer says, so this Gemara is going according to Shmuel. So the Gemara is going according to Shmuel is Mela, so Enochanavi, according to Shmuel, even Rashi's Moida, that there's a lav. Now just to explain what the Aruch HaNer is saying, and the Gemara started off, and the Gemara says, Omer of Gidla Marab, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara itself is going Sai according to Rav, Sai according to Shmuel. But I guess what the Aruch, so therefore, the question really is at this point in the Gemara, when the Gemara brings down Shmuel to say that it's a lav, that question could have been according to Rav and according to Shmuel. What do I need a third pasuk for? It's already Osir. So when the Gemara says Lav v'lo b'shloisha lavim, that particular phrase the Aruch HaNer is saying is going only according to Shmuel. But in the Hanami, Rashi will say that particular phrase is according to Rav is Lav Dafka. It would only be an Asay. It wouldn't be an additional Lav. Al Kaponim, that may very well be. What the Aruch HaNer means, the Ritva may hold that since the Gemara starts off saying it's Regidla Marav, so the Gemara didn't need to say the Pshat only according to Shmuel. Maybe that's the Ritva's Kasha. Ritva's right. Okay. We get to the Gemara Mebeis. The Gemara Mebeis has a bunch of like riddles where somebody says a certain phrase, it says something that I've got this and this and this and that relationship with a person, and then the Gemara, and then we have to figure out exactly what they are. These are just riddles. Not necessarily any of them are really a chiddush lehalacha, but there is one case which the Achronim want to bring a raya to a shaila. There's one case where a person says bar bal v'hu balo de'em. That someone says, I'm the son of a Baal, and he's also the husband of my mother. And it's talking about a case by a guy where a guy married his mother and then had a child, etc. So that's the case. Now, what's the shaila over here? Now, the Gemara itself isn't dealing with this question. There's the Mishnah Melech Kleres HaChakira. We know, and again we've had it several times in the Masechta, we know that Kedushin is not Teufis by an Ereva. So if Ruvain is Makadish a woman, and that woman is Chayvi Krisis, is an Ereva on him, so Krisis or Chayvi Mises Bezdin, either of them is an Ereva. But if the woman is a Chayvi Krisis or Chayvi Mises Bezdin, so Kedushin isn't Teufis, so the marriage is not valid, she doesn't become an Eishas Ish, won't create an Isra Eishas Ach, won't create an Isach Eishisha, won't create any of these relationships, because the Kedushin is not Teufis. So the question is, let's say Ben Noach doesn't have Kedushin the same way we have Kedushin, but a Ben Noach does have a din of a Bulas Baal. So that if a fellow, there is a concept of an Eishes Ish, so a fellow is miyachid with a woman, and miyachid meaning that they decide to live in a monogamous relationship, or at least on the woman's side it's monogamous, that she should be his wife, and so he's koina b'bi. So the Maaseh says there is some type of kinyan that applies to the bulas baal. So clear to Mishlo Melech, what happens if the woman that he has this relationship with is an erva, is a woman that is chayv that it's also for him to live with, and if he does, he's chayv misa. Right? So, for example, one of the arayas by a goy is a mother. So if a goy is baal, he's chayv misa. So what happens if a goy enters into this incestuous relationship with his mother, al das to be koina her as an isha? Issues. So is Kedushin Teifis, and then someone else were to live with that mother, right, when the mother and son are still in this relationship, would that other person be Chayiv, I'll say Ishus Ish, by Ben Noach. So this is the Mishnah Melech's Chakira, and the Mishnah Melech says that Kedushin is not Chal. The Mishnah Melech says Kedushin is not Chal, and he says the Chachmei Ashkenaz say that it's not Chal, and they want to bring a raya from the mice of Yehuda and Tomer, and we don't need to get exactly into the rayas. The rayas are not necessarily that stark. So that's what the Mishnah Melech says. The Menachas Chinuch disagrees, and he says no. He says we have, in Masechta Kedushin, we have sukkim that teach us that by a Ben Yisrael, by a Yid, that Kedushin is not toifis by an Erva. Or it's not just Samazai, like we say, since it's Osir, so therefore it doesn't work, because of a raya, Chai V'Lav, and Kedushin is toifis. So it's not because of the Isser, because there's a lav that says that it's Usr, that we say Kedushin isn't Typhus. We have a limud in Masechta Kedushin, there's a limud that tells us that Kedushin isn't Typhus. So the Menachas Chinuch asks, so he says, that limud only applies to the Pasuk that we have, that's only by a Yisrael. We don't have that limud, by a Goy. So if that's the case, why would you say that the Kedushin isn't Chal? But when a goy enters into this relationship with a Ben Noach, with an aim, so that she should become an Eishes Ish, and if someone were to be a Bo'leho, he should be Chai Mishum Eishes Ish. That's what the Menachas Chinuch says. So the Aruch HaNer over here wants to say that from Lashon HaGemara it's mashma like that. Because Lashon HaGemara is that this woman is saying is Bar Baal, who Baal the aim. He says, I'm the offspring of a husband, Barbal, and it's also, and he's the husband of the mother. So he's the husband of his mother, meaning, so Oibazay, the Gemara is calling it husband of, he's the Baal of the aim. So he's the Baal of the aim, the Kedushin was Typhus. That's what the Menachas, that's what the Oracle there wants to bring a Raya from the Lashon Gemara over here, although, I guess, and he wants to say maybe that's the Chiddush in the Gemara. Though, truthfully, Lashon is over here in the Gemara, when it says Baal, doesn't necessarily mean that it's Baila, in the legal sense. Now, just to answer the Menachas Chinuch's question, it seems to me that the Menachas Chinuch really is a little shverlich, is because the concept of a Bulas Baal that we have by a Goy is because the Pasuk says V'dovak B'ishtoi. So it's V'dovak B'ishtoi, that's what creates the relationship. Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis that says that Al Ken Yazav Ishes Abivasimai, and if a Dovak Bishtai Bahila Basarecha. So if a Dovak Bishtai, if the Torah asked something up, the Torah says that if they came to Bezin, Bezin would have a chiyuv to separate them and to force them to separate. It's a little shverlich to me. How could you say that a blives creates a kinyan and an ishus? Lachura, in that case, it should blive nothing because of the fact that it's not, can't be a Dovak Bishtai. Then the Mishnah goes weiter, and the Mishnah talks about a Gyarish and his Gyarish, but now Yimah. So it talks about basically about halachis. If you have a Gyarish that's a Skyer, and she has children, and she has sons, those sons, depending upon when those sons were born, those sons are really not related because we have a concept of Gyarish and Skyer, or because we have a concept that by a Goy, they're not Nesiachas Achar the Av. Okay, so in any event, so since the Gemara brings a Machloikis, while min ha-Torah, the children two brothers that are mizgayer, both of them are mizgayer, they're really not related. Min ha-Torah, they're not related, and therefore theoretically they could marry each other's wives. So let's say you have Reuven a ger and Shimon a ger, and Reuven married, and you know, so ger means, so as adults they were Megayer on their own. And Reuven went ahead and got married to a woman, and then Shimon went ahead and got married to a woman, and then they divorced the women, and then theoretically they could each marry each other's wife, because in fact they're not related mit hatera, because Gersh's guy cut shnei dami. In any event, so they're not really related. Mit rabbanon, the Gemara says mit rabbanon to machlokes exactly the rabbanon asked it up in certain cases. If they have a common mother, if they have a common father, it's machlokes in the Gemara exactly which cases the Gemara asked it up, because people will come to make a mistake. All right, but then the Gemara goes and asks the question. The Gemara brings a brisa, and we're not going to focus so much on what the Gemara's question is, what the Gemara's bringing a raya to. But the brisa says as follows: the brisa at the end of Tzali Zayin Mebeis, the brisa says Shnei Achim Te'oimim. So you have two brothers, twins, that are gerim, or they were avodim, meshucharim, they were set free. Is lechelzim lemiabim. So there's no din chalitza, and there's no din of yibim lemiabim. That's the Gemara's question, whether it means Levi Yabim means that they can't make Yibim, or that there's no mitzvah of Yibim. But in any event, one way or the other, they can't make Yibim. Ve'en chayom b'shem eshesach, and there's also not chayom b'shem eshesach, as we just explained before, so that their wives are not, being that they're not considered brothers, is a male of their wives, and not usher on each other as your brother's wife. Then the Brisa goes further, and it says, hoysa hayrosan shloi b'kdusha. So when they were conceived, it was shloi begdusha, meaning their mother was not Jewish when they conceived. V'leidosem begdusha. When they were born, they were already, the mother was already a geiris. So it means, during the pregnancy, the mother was misgayer. So the mother was misgayer during the pregnancy. That's what we're talking about. So it's hayroson. They were conceived shloi begdusha, v'leidosem begdusha. So in their later was begdusha. Is dalocha. So they don't have a din chalitza or yibim, avu chayav mishum eshesach. But then they do. But there is a din of they are chayav mishum eshesach. So they're not chalitza lemiabim. There's no din of yibim. The reason there's no din of yibim, so Rashi explains, because for the mitzvah of yibim, you have to have a common father, and here the father that was all before they were in this gayer. It was Hayros and they were conceived, Shloi B'Kedusha. So therefore, they have no relationship with the father. But there is an Isser Eshesach, because they have a common mother, they have the same mother. So therefore, there's an Isser Eshesach, Me'imai. That's the Brice. Yeah. The Rishonim, Taisis before, and Taisis asked the question, that in Perek HaChayletz, the Gemara, in Perek HaChayletz, Taisis had a question, is that the Gemara says, is that how is a son, how does a male enter into Geiris? So male enters into Geiris, aide milu tefila. So first you have Mila, and then you have tefila. And Tosis learns that the Seder of Mila and tefila is Makib. So you have to have, first you have to have Mila, and then you have to have tefila. So Tosis doesn't understand. The Gemara tells us elsewhere, is that these kids, these children, if they were conceived shloi b'kedusha, and then the mother is misgayer, so those children need a geiris. Those children are betzma geirim. So the question Tosis asks, so they're going to need mila later. But the Gemara says, but the tefila of the mother helps for the vladis. In other words, but they'll need mila later, but they won't need tefila later, because the tefila of the mother helps for the vladis, because either al tzvlat uber yerachimai or for other reasons. But in any event, the mila of the mother helps the tefila of the mother helps for the children. So Taisus asks, how can the tefila of the mother help for the children? L'chor, the tefila was before the mila, and Taisus holds that it has to be considered. It has to be in the proper order. So that's what Taisus asks for a kasha. So Taisus says, normally it has to be in that order, but in this case it doesn't have to be in that order, because they're not royal, since they're not royal mila at that time. Therefore, the Seder is not makiv. And really, the shaila is what what Taisus means. Does Taisus mean the Seder is not Makim, and therefore they're full Geirim? You don't need a Geiris? And that's how the Ritva learns up. What does it mean just that the Seder is not Makim? But we'll get back to that. The Ramban over there is Chaylik. The Ramban says, no, the Ramban says the Seder is not Makim. And the Ramban says, so the Tefillah can be done first, and that's the Tefillah was done through the mother, and then later you'll have a Mila. Fine. Now, the Kash is as follows. Our Gemara, Luchura, seems to say, not like the Ramban. Because the Al Gemara says like this. If you understand the way the Ramban is learning, so the Ramban is saying, yeah, they need a full Geiris, they need a Mila and a Tefillah. The Tefillah they had already, but the Mila they didn't have, obviously, when they were born. So they'll have a Tefillah later, they'll have a Mila later, L'shem Geiris. So at the time that they were born, they were not yet Geirim. If at the time that they were born, they were not yet Geirim, is the Mela at that time, so how can there be an Isra Eshesach? At the time they were born, They weren't Jewish. Is the Mela so later when they make the Geiris later, i.e. the Mila, is the Chura, so at that point they become Geirish and his guy, Kakot and Shneilandam. And since, so is the Mela, so how that, so they're not related. And they shouldn't be related to their, so they shouldn't have a relationship to the mother either. Right? So they shouldn't have a dinavation sign. So this is the Kasha. This is the Kasha. Right? So Bishlam, if you learn up in, like Taisvis, that since they're not B'nai Mila at the time, so Enoch Hanami, so the Geiris may very well be complete, Ayyadei the Tefillah. And the Mila that's occurring later is not a Mila's Geiris, it's just the Mila L'Shem, the Mitzvah of Mila, so then there's no Kasha. It's Enoch Hanami, when they were born, they were already considered full-blown Yidden, and the Mila they're going to have later is just the Mila for the Mitzvah of Mila, and the Mela, there's no Kasha. They're related to the mother, and they're related to each other. But if you learn like the Ramban, Lechur, then they shouldn't be related. So Rabbi Chanan brings this Kasha, and he says that Reb Chaim gave a Teretz. Reb Chaim's Teretz, Lamaisa, is a very difficult Teretz. Reb Chaim says like this. Reb Chaim says it's limiting our Gemara to a very narrow case. He learns that our Gemara is talking about, what the Ramban will have to learn, that our Gemara is talking is that the mother was with Geir before 40 days of conception. Where the Gemara tells us that basically before 40 days it's considered Maya Ba'alma, so the Vlodis, the fetus, is not considered a fetus, not considered a person, it's not considered a separate person. And the Mela, during that 40 day period, the Mila of the mother, the Tefillah of the mother is enough. As a Mela, so therefore, when they're born as Eden. Now, I'm not sure exactly what Reb Chaim means to say. If Reb Chaim means to say, so therefore they're not Gerim at all, or so basically it's as if they weren't conceived, it's as if they were conceived after the mother already was Mizgayer, or that's basically it's considered like part of the mother, so it's just the Geiris with the mother, but in any event, it's all part of the mother, so there's no Geiris occurring after the Leda, and therefore they have a din as of Eshesach. That's how Reb Chaim learns. Obviously, it's very difficult to learn that way, because then you're limiting it to a very narrow case, just a case where the Geiris occurred, where the mother was Teuvel within 40 days of the Leda, of the conception. Reb Chaim Moizer brings this Kasha, not B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Moizer brings this Kasha, and the person that asked Reb Chaim Moizer the question asked him another question. The other question that they asked Reb Chaim Moizer, which, again, I'm not sure Reb Chaim, it would be difficult to see exactly how Reb Chaim answers that question, but the question that they asked Reb Chaim Moizer is that the Gemara Bechira says a similar case, that if you had a child that was born in such a situation where it was conceived, the child is a Bechor, the child is chayv, you have to make pidyon habet on that child. So you're saying, basically, again, you're saying that the child is born as a Jew. Because if the child wasn't born as a Jew, there wouldn't be a chayv pidyon. Now, obviously, the chayv pidyon is not going to be on the father, because the father has no relationship to the vlad, because it was hairos and shleibik dusha, because the conception was shleibik dusha. And the mother doesn't have a chayv pidyon, but to make pidyon aben. So it'll mean that when the child grows up, it'll have to make pidyon aben. But according to the Ramban, why should the child need to have a pidyon aben? The child, lechura, was not born Jewish. That's the same, similar question. So yes, this question from Al Gemara from the case in Pidyon Aben. So this person wanted to answer Reb Chaim, wanted to answer this Kasha, and told to Reb Chaim Moizer, and said, that Mila and Tefila are basically are two parts of a process of the Mila, of the Geiris, and after each one is a stage, so that it's not just that it's not pshat that if I go through the Mila and I don't have the Tefila, it's nothing. The pshat is, or if I have the Tefila and don't have the Mila, it's nothing. Each thing is part of a process, and the Mila, so Europe's a mixas Israel. So even if you had just the Tefila, and even though you didn't have the Mila yet, you're still considered a Mixas Yisrael, and that Mixas Yisrael is enough in order to create the Yisr Eshesach and Al Gemara, and it's enough to create the Chi opinion that you considered as if you were born as Yisrael. That's how they wanted to answer up the Ramban. Reb Chaim Weiss, I think, is a little bit chaylik on that pshat, but at the end of the day, I think he comes to a similar conclusion, not mitzad the Mila and the Tefila, but I think it's mitzad the etzem leida, that since the mother, when the mother was born, since when the mother gave birth, she was already a Yisraelis, is therefore the children are considered nesiachas after her, and that's enough to make the chiv eshesach in this case, even though the boys themselves, the children themselves, may not have a din of a full blown yid at that time.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.